Good morning, brethren. It is time now to start, and we welcome you all to the second day of our, what I think is our 60th annual convention. I'm not certain, but I found a 1948 program, and I think that was the first one. And so that would make this the 60th annual convention in San Diego. Is that right, Sister Marge? Yes. And as I said, this is the second day. We had a blessed day yesterday. We like to open our day of service with hymn number, I believe it's 201, but I have to, it's the Glorious Hope. 201, Glorious Hope. Well, we are so thankful that so many of you have come from so far distances and some not so far. We have some here from Moldova and Romania, I believe, via Sacramento. And so we're pleased to have them here. And others from the Glen Coast, from Canada. Very happy to have you here. And all the other ones who have come. And we are hearing Brother Victor is the easiest way to say it, describing last night about the brethren in Moldova as they went to conventions, I guess a little bit before his time, in fact, and how they had to come two by two secretly into a home, and so they would not be noticed, and it was a difficult thing. And some were, sometimes they may have been found out, or some, and there was prison that had to be endured because of the desire to come to the convention. We don't have to put up with that sort of thing here. We haven't yet. And so perhaps we don't always appreciate the conventions as much as we should, but or as we could, but the day may come when we won't have this opportunity also. I mean, we don't know what lies ahead. So we want to appreciate these opportunities whenever we have them as much as we can. And so again, we're so thankful that you all availed yourself of this opportunity. We'd like to look at the passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and just a little brief, just touch on a couple of passages there. Oh. I'm going to have to switch glasses. Verse 2, for you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like birth pangs upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you like a thief. So we see these are the kind of days we're in now. But we are not unawares. We know what's going on, so we're not in darkness. And so we can appreciate these coming together as a convention. Verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing. And so here we are. That's one of the purposes of coming to this convention, is to encourage each other, to build one another up in the precious truth that we understand, and to help each other in our walk in the narrow way. We'd like to have the manna text for November 23rd read now by Brother Bernard Hicks from San Luis Obispo.
November 23rd. You need of patience, endurance, constancy, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Hebrews 10:36. Here we see that it's not merely to do the will of God that is the test, but after having attained to that point, the mark of character in our hearts, in our wills, if only partially in the flesh, we should by patient endurance establish God's righteous will as the law of our hearts, the rule of life under all circumstances and conditions. Then, and not until then, will we be in the heart condition of fitness for the kingdom. The Apostle James says, the trying of your faith worketh patience. That is to say, it is our faith. Stand the trial. It will work this character of patient endurance. Of course, on the other hand, if we do not attain to patient endurance, it will mean that our faith has not stood the test satisfactorily, that we are not fit for the kingdom.
If we do not attain to patient endurance, we are not fit for the kingdom. That's a very harsh statement. So we could, since we're all still in the way, in development time, we could say that until we attain that full measure of patient endurance, we are not yet fit for the kingdom, but we still can be. So there's still optimism there for each of us. We'd like to read now a passage from 1 Thessalonians 5. We'll read it from the program because it's right there at the bottom of our program. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. Now that reads a little different than we normally consider it. We usually think of in everything, give thanks. So we think of those good things, our meals, our homes, our meetings with the brethren, temporal and spiritual blessings that we give thanks for. But the NIV says, give thanks in all circumstances. And so that's a little different. Even when the circumstances are trying and difficult and testing us, we can give thanks for those because they're developing us. And again, in the manna text, it said, ye have need of patience, cheerful endurance. So give thanks in all circumstances. Very appropriate text. And we are thankful to have this as our theme for the convention. And so we can build each other up as these days go by. Verse 12 of 1 Thessalonians 5. But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give instruction, that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. So we have 9 brethren who have come to this convention to serve us. And so we want to esteem their message and listen to them carefully and get the lessons from them. And I'm sure that there will be things that are said that are maybe a little bit different than we've understood or knew, maybe. Some give very detailed talks or deep things. So verse 20 and 21 of 1 Thessalonians 5, do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. So that's what we want to do, is listen attentively to what we hear and get the lessons as best we can and apply them to our lives. We'd like to now close our morning devotion, our opening service, with hymn number 143. And by the way, we have blue books and we have red books here. And so all the hymn numbers, I hope, should be given as if they were blue book numbers. Now, every red book has a pink insert, a pink piece of paper, and that has any hymns that are not in the red book are on that paper. And there's also a key on the one side so that any, you might want to refer to it for those who have red books. If there's a hymn number given, you can see if it's listed in the left column, then just look at the right column and see what the actual hymn is in the red book. It should hopefully avoid any confusion. We'll see how it goes. Hymn number 143.